What else has happened in renal cell, not just clinically, but maybe in terms of the laboratory that's reported here at ASCO?
So I like several of the other oral presentations there. One in particular, and I'll give two examples, one from our group and one from Memorial Sloan Kettering, Dr. Motzer and his colleagues. I think the future for us now, because we have all these drugs, we have four or five drugs in renal cancer, and several of these drugs appear to be useful in the same population, and it's unclear whether the patient who receives sunitinib is the same patient that'll benefit from getting bevacizumab. So how do we approach this? Well, I think if you look at the story in colon cancer that's sort of evolving right now with KRAS mutations, and I'm sure you're talking about that.
Absolutely.
We need to start to look at these kinds of surrogates in patients with renal cancer. Now, the question is which of them are going to be valid. I mean, we have focused on a very simple one, and that is the status of the VHL gene, thinking that the VHL gene mutation might be a surrogate for a group of patients who might benefit more from some of these drugs. That's proving not to be the case because clearly the pathways aren't that simple. So that one of the things that was looked at this meeting and presented by our colleagues from Memorial Sloan Kettering was a study in which they looked at tissue, tumor tissue,